to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with song of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods.
Good morning. We're going to sing from hymn number 106, Praise Him, Praise Him, 106. So as the words will be up on the screen, if you'd like to join us where you're at, that would be wonderful. Praise Him, Praise Him. Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O earth, His wonderful love proclaim. Hail Him, highest archangels in glory. Strength and honor give to His holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard His children. In His arms He carries them all day long. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. For our sins He suffered and bled and died. He, our rock, our hope of eternal salvation. Hail Him, Jesus the crucified. Sound His praises, Jesus who bore our sorrows. Love unbounded, wonderful, deep, and strong. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Heavenly portals, loud with Hosanna sing. Jesus, Savior, reigneth forever and ever. Crown Him, prophet and priest and king. Christ is coming over the world victorious. Power and glory unto the Lord belongs. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. This is our opportunity for us with prayer requests. So just a reminder, since there's no live audience here, if you would like a prayer request for us to pray for, please either text or email me those. I have a couple of them that have come in. I will just use first names just because we're doing this as a public on the internet. But I know Ruth Marshall texted me. And I just did that. Ruth texted me, and she's dealing with bronchitis and laryngitis. I will continue to pray for Anita and George. Bruce and Lori have a purchase agreement for their home. We've been praying for their home in Minnesota to sell. We'll be praying that will continue to work through as well as for the inspection. And then yesterday, as an estate a bit south of us in Arkansas, Jonesboro, Arkansas, they are dealing with the effects of a tornado. An F4 went through Jonesboro. And so we'll pray for them as well as a family from Huron. One of our state representatives, Bob Glanzer, that's been a public prayer request, has been dealing with COVID-19, and he is in Sioux Falls, and his wife is in Huron, and so we'll be praying for them. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come this morning, we look outside and we have had 3 days of kind of cloudiness and today the sun is out. We thank you for how you watch over us and how each new day we are to rejoice in it because it is one that you have made. And that reminds us that we do not know what the future holds. As we reflect back a month ago, going about our normal activities and hearing about this virus from far off, and now to today, our lives have been changed dramatically. But yet you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we cling to our rock, who is our hope of salvation. That Jesus Christ is our high priest. He is the prophet. He is our king. And you were not caught by surprise. We thank you that it is a timely reminder of what James tells us, that we must always say, if the Lord wills, we will do this or that. Because we do not know what the future holds, nor can we change it so much as what you have in your hands. Help us to make wise decisions. Pray for the health of our congregation, for our community, state, for our country, that you would be with those that are in positions of authority. Help us all to be wise. But we do lift up those that have specifically contracted COVID-19, I think of the Glanzer family, that you would touch Bob and his wife, that you would be an ever-present help during this time. And that is just one of many cases in our state and in our country. Father, we just ask for wisdom. And we pray for our students and for the teaching staffs of the community in doing online learning. Give patience for parents, grace offered to students, and we understand our students truly desire structure. We thank you for just the opportunities our own Miller School District and others have been doing of delivering not just homework, but also lunches and breakfasts. Father, we pray that that would reach out to those in our community. We lift up Ruth to you, that you would heal her body, that you would touch her life. Thank you for bringing her as a part of our church body. We lift up Anita, continued healing for George. Thank you that his family is with him and continue to strengthen him, help his oxygen level and the healing to his lungs. We lift up the Bruce and Lori to you, that you would, as you've brought someone to agree to purchase their home, we pray for the inspection. All the details we'll continue to work through. This has been a very long, trying time for them, and we just ask that you would take this burden off of their shoulders, that we lift it up to you. We pray for the inspection that's about to happen. Father, we lift up Jonesboro, Arkansas. In the midst of the social distancing and quarantining and then having a tornado go through their community, we pray for those that have had houses destroyed, businesses destroyed, that you would be an ever-present help. We continue to pray for Nashville, that have dealt with the tornado as well as those in the south dealing with flooding. For our own area, we pray for our farmers and ranchers through this calving season and lambing season, as many also anticipating spring field work. We ask that you would give them patience, and in the long hours of calving, that you would protect both the livestock and our families. Father, we lift up our missionaries. We think of Grace and Stephen, as with KU being out, we ask that you would help her in trying to connect with the students that she is responsible for, and being able to lift them up, encourage them, and strengthen them. Father, we lift up our other missionaries. We think of those that, whether our family in Italy, that you would be with them as they are quarantined, that you would help them in the smallness of their space to be able to connect together again as a family. And we pray for their evangelistic crusades that are on hold, that you would help them be with our family in Grenada, that they would stay safe, as that country is dealing with so far a low number, but help them to be wise. And that's just a reminder of all over the world. You're opening doors for ministry, that you would help our missionaries to be able to see those open doors. We pray for our country, we pray for specifically our National Guard, as some are getting called in to start working of how to be a help alongside of our medical personnel. We pray for those that are in the medical profession, that you would protect them first and foremost, keep them healthy, and then as they work with their patients, help them to be wise, protect their families as well. And Father, for our service today, wherever we are at, as we are watching this time, that we would truly sense your peace and your presence. And that's what you've promised us. You've told us not to be anxious, but to pray. And that is what we're doing, so that your peace that can pass all understanding will guard our hearts and minds. In Jesus' name, amen.